Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue. We leave off in the Shin Samach Gimel. We are up to page 440, page Reish Chaf Amid Beis. We are up to Si'if Ches. So Shin Samach Gimel, Si'ifim Ches, Tes, Yud, Yir Aleph, Yud Beis. That will be the goal for tonight. So let's see. Si'if Ches says, Li Shulchan Aruch, Lechi She'asol Me'atzei Asherah Kosher. If you make a lechi out of Asherah wood, that is kosher, even though it's obviously Asher Bahana'ah, and therefore it needs to be burnt. So says the Mishra Baruch Chaf Tes, Lechi She'asol B'gemari Isa, Dosan Lechi Asherah. Mashma Fi Lechachi. The Gemara sounds like you're even allowed to do this l'chachila. Ve'ein l'hakshos nihid b'lechi kivin dein tzarek shiur lo shayich b'zeket tuzimak shiurei ukitil kamei. And don't ask the following question that I understand why you're not going to say, oh, I'm muted apparently. That I understand, sorry about that. Don't ask the following question that I understand, we're in Mishnah Berurah Simchat Chavtes, that I understand that you're not going to say, that you don't say kitusei mechta shiure, as we're going to explain in the next sif katan. But mikol makom aser b'hana. But anyway, asherah wood is aser b'hana. So if it's aser b'hana, then for sure it should not be able to be used as a lechi, because you're benefiting from the fact that you're using it as a lechi. So yesh lomar kivin da lechi enuel l'tzorach mechitza u'bagufa lo mishamish b'midi lo chashvana mashenena al yada heter tiltul. That's not called hana. It's just serving as being a mechitza, and you're not actually using the mechitza. It's just that having the mechitza there allows you to do certain tiltul in the chatzer, so therefore that is not called hana'a. What about the other issue of kitus emechta shiure? So sivkat and lamid kosher, hatami shum tekimit alechi and tzorach shir, dekol shu sagi, alechi doesn't have a minimum size. It could be any width, any length, l'kadel b'siv kimel, afilu me'atzei asherah mahani. Therefore it works, even if it's made out of atzei asherah, av gavt atzei asherah omid l'sreif, k'man d'sarvt amim umichtas kato shiure, even though atzei asherah is also b'hana, and therefore it's as if it's already burnt and chopped up into a bunch of little pieces. Mikol makom halo b'yishir, but you don't require a shir. The afal gav daha mikol makom b'yal kol panim shir begavo asar tvachim. And even though you do have a certain shir, it needs to be at least 10 tvachim tall, 10 tvachim high. Kivin diyachal asoso kav dak ma'od shel kolshu. Since you can make it as narrow can be, lo echmir chum b'shir zuta kihai lecham weren't machmir about kitus emech l'shiur in such a case. That's one answer. It's a hard answer to accept. What do you mean? Kitus emech l'shiur means it's like it's chopped up into a bunch of little pieces. This needs to be 10 tefachim tall. It cannot be chopped up into a bunch of little pieces. Oh, because it's so narrow? So what that it's so narrow? Difficult answer. Va'otzir tzubazeh. The other answer they give is, debalechi afilo yinisraf eitzlefer v'yimegabalev v'amdabik l'kosel gamkin chashev lechi v'lat shalei notel beruach v'lechein en nifsa machmash omed l'sreifa. Kitus emech l'shiur means we view it as if it's already been chopped up into 1,000 little pieces. Well, guess what? If you had a lechi that was chopped up into 1,000 little pieces and was still standing there by being stuck together or stuck onto the side of the wall, it's kosher. It works. There is no din that a lechi is not allowed to be chopped up into a bunch of little pieces as long as it's positioned properly. And it's not going to blow away. Siftas. Bein sheniras pleitas halechi lomde metocham avivein sheniras lomde mechutz. Whether the lechi protrudes and is therefore visible to the people inside the mavui, but is not visible to the people outside the mavui. Bein sheniras lomde mechutz neged chalal the mavui, or whether it's visible to the people outside of the mavui. Ve'ein sheniras lomde mefnim, but is not visible as a separate lechi to those who are standing inside of the mavui. Kosher. Either way, it's going to be kosher. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph. So he paints the picture for us of why you wouldn't be able to tell that there's a lechi there from the vantage point of the people outside of the mavui. So he says that the case is that you... you put the width of the mavoi, of the lechi rather, next to the length of the mavoi, and it doesn't stick out klape chutz at all. Ela hishva chudo hachitza on the ovikos al mavoi. The edge, the outer edge of the lechi, is even with the wall of the mavoi. V'dama k'misha mosav aloviyakos al v'nir mibachutz k'lechi. So from outside the mavoi perspective, it looks like it's just a thicker wall of the mavoi. It doesn't look like there's any extra attachment onto it. But from the inside, you can see that there's a lechi there, and he says kazeh. So what's kazeh? So you have to look down in the bottom. He has a, or I don't know, in the deer shoe, it's on the bottom. Probably in the old Mishnah Berurah is in the middle of the page. It's on the bottom also. Yeah. So so in the picture on the bottom. So you see how from the outside it looks like just an extension of the side wall, but from the inside you see that it's a protrusion. Neged chalal amavui kigon shnasim chalal achil lechutz amavui v'chudu apnimi omid etzel ovia kosel. So again, you're going to have to look at the picture for it to really understand. It's you know, a picture is literally, in this case, worth 1,000 words. Meaning, if it were just an extension of the side wall and with the full thickness of the side wall, it would just look like, it wouldn't look like a lechi to anybody. No, but the case is it's narrower than the side wall, and you put it not from the not directly across the inside of the side wall, but across the outside of the side wall. So anyone who's standing outside will see that it's a lechi kaze. And again, you got to look at the picture. Now, if for the people standing inside, they can't tell that there's a lechi there because it's not actually in the airspace of the mavoy at all. Okay, Sif Yud. Hirchiku me'akosel shlosha. If they distance the lechi 3 tvachim from the wall, oshig biu me'aret shlosha, or it's lifted 3 tvachim off of the ground, pasul ve'migbiu pachos mishlosha. But if it's less than 3 tvachim off of the ground, aval pishen bo ela shiva umashahu, even though it's only 7 and a mashahu kosher, it's going to be kosher because with the combination of the lavud plus the space that the lechi takes up, that becomes 10 tvachim. Says the Mishum Berurah Lamedalit hirchik me. We already learned this halacha that a lechi is not allowed to be more than 3 tvachim away from the wall, but we repeated it again over here to show that it's ma'akev. Oshig biu me'arat shalosh, hainu after is belechi asar tvachim, even though the lechi is 10 tvachim in height, but it only starts more than 3 tvachim off the ground, it's going to be problematic. V'atam d'lo adiv mi'mechitzah shuntul shalosh tvachim in arts, t'b'sul mishum d'av mi'chitzah shagidim bokin tachtea d'olosh ma'mechitzah. And the reason for that is very simple. Even a wall that starts more than 3 tvachim off the ground is puzzle, because a gedi can sneak in underneath the wall. So certainly a lechi that's starts more than 3 tvachim off the ground is going to be possible. But if it's less than 3 tvachim off the ground and is a little more than 7 tvachim tall, then kosher b'tam lavud v'avi kemilei zeh hamakom hapanui, because we apply lavud and it's as if you filled in the empty space. Sifil Aleph, afilu la'aso l'shem lechi, elishin is damin lo shamei elov kosher. Even though you didn't make it as a lechi, it just happens to be there on its own, that's kosher. Ublvash yismuch olav me'erev Shabbos, but that has to be that on Erev Shabbos, you already knew you wanted to be somech on it. Avalo samuch olav me'erev Shabbos, but if before Shabbos started, you were not relying on this to be your lechi, kigon shayisham lechi acher v'nafal b'shabbos u'ba ma'akshav l'smuch al zeh. For example, maybe you had a different lechi that you were relying on, and that lechi fell down, and then you're like, oh, but look, there's a little plaster stuck to the side of the wall over there, and that has the dimensions of a lechi, so maybe I'll rely on that. No, that's no good. Look, that does not work. If there was no other lechi there from Erev Shabbos, then we assume you were being somech on this lechi, and it would be good. That it got there on its own. Kigon shiyatza blita mikos almavi brosha b'shir meshakov asar tzvachim. That there's some sort of protrusion from the wall that's 10 tvachim high, or it was placed there for some other reason. Even though you didn't put it there, it just was always there, it's kosher. Because a lechi is a form of mechitza, and a mechitza does not have to consciously have been put there. Kigon shrei sham lechi acher. There's another lechi. Davle kilu amar alze ani somich v'lo alze. When you had another lechi that was present, and then that lechi fell down, it's as if you had initially declared, "I want to be somich on this other lechi and not this lechi." Davle hai kilu itchi mitars lechi. And therefore, you have rejected this as your lechi, so you cannot now count it as your lechi in the middle of Shabbos. Kilu samcho alav. But if it was the only lechi there, then we assume that you're being somich on it. Ratzalomar avol pishal. samchu alav beferush, even though you never explicitly said so. Achein in beferush lo samchu alav. But if it was the only lechi and you said explicitly, I am not using this as a lechi, kigon shel tiltul b'shabbos shavrali de lechi zo. Like for example, last Shabbos you refused to carry in that chaser because based on this the existence of this lechi. V'lo yishom lechi acher, and this was the only lechi that's here. Einamol l'shabbos haba ashis mukol amir v'shabbos beferush. Then it's only going to work the next Shabbos if you explicitly say, I am now relying on this lechi. Sifyan base. Lechi omid me'elav, a lechi that's there on its own. Afilu samchal of Merav Shabbos, even if you relied on it already on Erev Shabbos, you wanted to use it, utilize it already from Erev Shabbos. Ima mavi rachav yosem yishmona amos, if the mavu is more than 8 amos wide, ima lechi bolit l'tocho, arba amos, eino nidu mishum lechi v'tarach lechi archal atiro. If that lechi sticks out 4 amos into the width of the mavu, so it does not count as a lechi, and you're going to need another lechi to be matir it. V'yamidenu beruach shekenegdo. And you have to put it in the opposite direction of where this lechi is. And if you want to put the new lechi right next to this 4 amma wide lechi, you have to make it either a little bit thicker or a little bit thinner than the than that which protrudes. Kedeshe nikar shehu. L'shem lechi, so that it would be obvious and clear that it's there as a lechi. V'me'amidu l'shem lechi t'islei kala she'tiknu lechi l'mavui zeh afilu rachav arba amos havi lechi. But if you put it there as a lechi, and everyone knows that you made this as a lechi for this mavui, then even if it is for amos, it's a valid lechi. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what exactly, it's a word salad over here, what exactly is the Shulchan Aruch talking about? Paint a picture for me, says the Mishnah Berurah. Sheer devar of kachu. He says, what he means is the following. That which we said in Sif Yer Aleph, in the previous Sif, that a lechi that's there on its own was not purposefully put there for the sake of a lechi, but already on Erev Shabbos you intended to use it as such, that works, that which we said, that works. That's only if the lechi does not stick 4 amos into the mavoi. Ironically, when it sticks out further into the mavoi, it becomes less effective as a lechi. Normally, you'd imagine the bigger it is, the better it is. No, if it sticks out 4 amos into the width of the mavoi, as nafak lemitoris lechi, it now isn't acting as a lechi anymore. Because it's as wide as a typical mavoi might be, and therefore it's now considered an additional wall to this mavoi. Now the rest of the pesach of the mavoi needs its own lechi. Im lo shamavi in a machzik rach barak shmona amos, does muta below lechi acher. Unless the entire width of the mavui is precisely 8 amos, and this initial lechi sticks out, drop more than 4 amos into the mavui, then you don't need another lechi. Davi omid kaparitz, or this, it sticks out exactly 4 amos. Davi omid kaparitz v'chashva mavi kusasim called studin, because then you have as much wall on that fourth side as you do open space, which would mean that it's a valid mechitzah. Like we said in Shin Samach Beis. Well, this is only talking about where it was there on its own. If you put it there, l'shem lechi, then even if it sticks out 4 amos into the width of the mavoi, it works as a lechi. Because once it's 4 amos wide, that's as big as the wall of a mavoi, and therefore it's not obvious that it's being used as a lechi. But up until Arba Amos, you can consider it a lechi, v'udu samchol of me'er of Shabbos, k'nal b'sifir alef, provided that you were being somech on it on Erev Shabbos, like we say in Sifir Aleph. Afilu rachav Arba Amos, then the Rama added that if you put it there, l'shem lechi, then even if it's Arba Amos, it's fine. V'adin yosem is that. It could be more than 4 Amos also. V'atam di mishum deriba b'pesach amavi b'stimaso lo gari me'lechi di'alma. Because it can't be that you make a bigger lechi and it's going to be less effective effective. It's got to be that it's more effective when it's meant to be used as a lechi. So to review what we learned tonight, first we said a lechi that's made out of atzei asherah is kosher. It is not a problem of kitusa mechta shiurei, either because it's so narrow, or because even a burnt and broken lechi would be kosher. And it's not a problem of yisurei hanah, because you're not getting direct hanah from it. Then we said that whether you can only see that there's a lechi there from the inside of the mavui, or you can only see from the outside of the mavui, it's a valid lechi. And then in Sevyud we said that the lechi needs to be within three tvachim of the wall, and it's got to start within three tvachim of the ground. And then in Sefer Aleph we said that a lechi does not have to have been placed there for that purpose, but if you were dafka mesiach das, or dafka did not want to use it for that purpose, demonstrated that you were not wanting to use it as a lechi, then it is an invalid lechi. And then in Sefer Yud Beis we said that which we say, that a lechi can be valid as long as you were being somich on it on Erev Shabbos, even though it was there on its own and wasn't put there l'shem lechi, that's only if it does not stick four amos into the entranceway of the mavui. But if it sticks four amos into the entranceway of an eight of a more than eight amma mavoi, then you need an additional lechi to be matir. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up the Shin Samach Gimel, Se'ifim, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav, Tezayin, maybe Yud Zayin too. No, probably not Yud Zayin. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening. Okay.